Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Believers know they should pray, but often they're not sure what to pray for. Today, we'll get some take-home lessons on how the Word of God prompts our minds with things we should pray for. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Now, Erwin Lutzer continues a series on being changed by the Word. In this, the fifth of six messages, our focus is on how the Word of God helps us pray.
In the Word, we see God. And that's why Calvin, I may have mentioned it in a previous message, says that when we approach the Scriptures, we should approach it with the same kind of reverence with which we approach God. Because we expect to be blessed and we expect to hear from Him. So it isn't just a one-way conversation anymore. Your soul is refreshed. Second, God's Word triggers memories and ideas and other people to pray for. I think it's fine to have a prayer list. But the fact is that as long as it isn't just a list where we say the same old thing in the same old way. You might want to pray for the people, and you might want to use the same prayer for all of them, or maybe read the prayer once, but say, Lord, this is my burden for so-and-so. But the point is that I want to make is that in the process of using the Word of God this way, ideas will come to your mind that will never come. If I'm reading the Psalms and I come across, for example, the fool has said in thine heart, there is no God. So how do you pray that? Well, you pray for atheists. You know, pray for Dawkins. The Word of God triggers within our minds other people, other events that we can give thanks to God for and that we can pray for. And that's what the Word of God does. You know, there are some people who are so particular in the way in which they pray, and they have so many barriers that they have to overcome before they come into God's presence, perhaps forgetting that the only way that we come is, after all, through the blood of Christ. Some time ago, I heard about a man, you know, one of these real particular men. God created some of them, thankfully, perhaps not too many of them. But he said that if I kneel, I get my clothes dirty. If I stand, it's so hard for me, my legs hurt. Sitting isn't reverent enough. Okay. So the story goes that at dusk, he was walking across a field, happened to trip and fell headlong into the shaft of an old well. Are you following this? And there he is, head first, in the shaft of an old well. And he discovered that, you know, you can really pray regardless of the posture. Yeah. Get over it. And so I emphasize that we need to learn to pray. Learn. You say, well, what do I do with the distractions? Well, yesterday I was on Open Line and somebody asked that question. One of the things that you can do is, you know, you're praying and this comes to mind. You might want to pray for the thing that comes into your mind. Either a sin that needs to be confessed, an issue that needs to be given for God. I have to tell you that sometimes I have actually had a pen next to me while I was praying because I knew that the devil, I think it was the devil, would bring to mind everything I had to do that day. So if I wanted a complete list, all that I needed to do was to pray, and all of these thoughts would come. And if I wrote them down, I didn't have to worry about forgetting them. So, you know, I'd pray, and here'd be a list of things that I need to do. Don't let the distractions, whether it's a baby crying or whether it is the distractions that come into your own mind, don't let them deter you from concentrating on God. Is God worth 10 minutes of your time in the morning, 15 minutes? Is God worth that to you? Listen, waiting on God, no time is lost. I can assure you of that. God makes it up in 100 ways. I've proven that. He makes it up to us if we spend time with Him. Don't be discouraged. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes He says slow. Sometimes He says grow. Either way, you're after Him ultimately, not just getting the answer to your prayers. Now, I'm going to give you an assignment. You say, well, we're already listening to the Word of God. Good. You've got something else to do. This week, I'm going to give you a chapter on which that I want you to pray. And the chapter is actually going to be Romans chapter 12. I want you to have this as the basis of your prayer. You know, this is this very, very famous passage of Scripture. I appeal to you by the mercies of God to give your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might know what is the will of God, that is good and acceptable and perfect. You know anybody who needs that prayer? I venture to say, you probably do. I do. Pray that for yourself. And by the way, it has 21 verses. Pray 3 verses a day if you want to do it that way. Verses number 1 and 2 are so critical. You might want to pray that for a couple of days for a number of different people. And then you move on and it talks about spiritual gifts. It talks about our relationship with one another. Have you ever prayed that God would show you your spiritual gift or that someone else would discover their spiritual gift? Well, all that is going to come out if you begin to pray this passage of Scripture. And when you get to number 9, verse 9, I have frequently prayed, verse 9, to the end of the chapter for Moody Church. This is an incredible passage of Scripture. Can you imagine, oh God, at Moody Church, may love be genuine. May we abhor what is evil. May we hold fast to what is good. Let us love one another with brotherly affection. May we outdo one another in showing honor. Let's not be slothful in zeal, but rather be fervent in spirit. May we contribute to the needs of the saints. There's one that just happened to pop out at me, verse 13. May we contribute to the needs of the saints and seek to show hospitality. May we bless those who curse us, and on and on. What a marvelous prayer. If necessary, pray that a couple of times this next week. But concentrate, and of course, there are other prayers you're going to pray. Sometimes the Scripture is only the basis for prayer, but there are other prayers you're going to pray. But pray those prayers. Romans 12 is the assignment for this week. Now, and God will give you creativity as to how to do it. Now, in the Bible, there are many prayers, and there are some prayers that some of you, there's one prayer I'm thinking of that some of you should really pray for sure before this meeting is over. You may be hearing you say, well, you know, this business of intimacy with God, and you folks talk as if you know God, and you just don't feel at all a connection to what I've been talking about. Maybe it's because you've never come to saving faith in Christ, because Jesus is the connection between you and God the Father. If you don't come through Him, you don't get an audience with the Almighty. So you have to. And in the Bible, Jesus told a story about one man who is very self-righteous, who went into the temple to pray and said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. I'm better than they are. And he listed all of his goodness. Maybe even there's somebody here today who feels that way. You know, I'm better than these snobby Christians. And next to him, there was a publican who didn't have the nerve to even look into heaven. His posture was one of looking down. And he smote his chest and he said, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Jesus said, that guy went down to his house justified, the other guy didn't. It's not the prayer that saves you. It's not a magic formula. But if you pray that prayer as a response to your heart because God has worked in your heart and shown you your need and your sin, if that's what has happened to you, I can assure you that God led you to this moment to pray that prayer for yourself. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I need a Savior. And whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Praying Scripture is transforming. And what I want us to do is to get into the habit of doing that. And the way we're going to conclude today in just a moment is we're going to pray one of the prayers of the New Testament that you could pray at any time for Moody Church, for yourself, for your family. It is directly from the Word of God. The only difference is we change the pronoun, so instead of Paul saying, I'm praying for you, we end up praying for ourselves. Let's all stand together now as the words come on the screen, and we are going to read God's Word together as our closing prayer. For this reason, we bow our knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant us to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in our inner being, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may have the strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that we may be full with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. My friend, isn't it beautiful to hear many voices praying Scripture? The folks here at the Moody Church, of course, praying together from the book of Colossians, reminding ourselves of all that we have in Jesus. And the reason that I did that is not only because I know God would be honored, but for the reason to help people to understand that praying Scripture, we are praying God's will. We are asking him to bless us in accordance with the writings and the prayers that are in Scripture, as well as other passages. Here's something you can do. Go through the writings of Paul, find all the prayers, pray them for yourself, for your family, and for your grandchildren, and then you will know that you are praying God's will. It's transforming when we do it that way.
Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Word of God Helps Us Pray, the fifth message in a series on being changed by the Word. In John's Gospel, we read that the Word was made flesh. Next time, how the Word of God has visited us. This six-part series on Changed by the Word can be yours on CD as our way of saying thanks for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.